I think, hi. As soon as Tara comes up, we will begin the meeting. So welcome on this lovely night. I'd like to ask you to stand so we can say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ginger?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Board announcements. Lauren?
Engineering Awareness Night, and it was so great. It was so wonderful to see the high school kids teaching the middle school and elementary school children. It's always a wonderful night, but it's always such a successful night. So kudos to Mr. Kunz and all the students, because it's really student-driven. So and Joyce Barry as well, but it was such a successful, wonderful evening, and I was so glad to be a part of it. I also want to mention that I got to see Our Town, the Drama Cadets play, and it was super amazing. Very emotional show, and I couldn't get over what? I said that at the end. I said, it was so sad. But it was such a – it was so amazing to see the students capture and get so into character that you really – I mean, I knew – now I'm getting to know a lot of the students that are on in the stage, so it's kind of like surreal for me. But how they really become these characters, and I cannot believe that they memorize these lines. That just amazes me in itself. So kudos to the Oliveri family for another amazing production, Kim Muller for the direction, but it really was super, super special, as they always are. No pressure. So that was
our week. Kara?
So I went to the awards night for the JV and varsity athletes for the fall. This was my first one, and I was pleasantly surprised at how incredible our athletes did this fall. Almost all of our teams and a lot of the individuals on the teams were mentioned in some way or shape or form for counties or for having gotten some award and gone far in each of their sports. And I enjoyed that they had the MVP award, and they also had the I Got Your Back award, which is really nice. And it doesn't necessarily go to the greatest athlete on the team or the one who scores the most goals or runs the fastest, but the one who shows up every time for their teammates. And so I thought that was fantastic.
It's a great message. Thank you. Some of us also attended the SNAP dinner last week. SNAP is a fundraising organization begun by two parents who each had a child with autism, and they fundraise for various programs in our school or things that the kids could use in school, and they're really an amazing organization, and this dinner was so well attended. Hopefully they received a lot of funds for it, and they're really a big asset to our school district. So I'd like to congratulate everyone associated with the dinner and with SNAP. And superintendent announcements.
Last week was a very busy week, and you've all mentioned the various events that took place, and it was nice to see the board present. And our town, I truly believe when Kim Muller took over the direction, we sort of said we would like to have a classic in the fall, every fall. kind of raises the level of theater. And our kids are so good, we are preparing them for the life beyond our walls. And last year they did a classic, and again this year a class. And this particular one is difficult because the sets, it's a minimalist set, it's usually done, and it really, yeah, it requires you to use your imagination, and it requires the students to use their imagination to convey what's going on in the scenes. And I think they mastered it. Just kudos to them, and was wonderful. Tomorrow night, I want everybody to remember, I know not a lot of people are here, but if you're listening to the recording, tomorrow night is the Parent Academy, and Lori Lynn has put together a program of 10 presentations, all geared around mental health awareness. So I do hope that those of you who took the night off will show up tomorrow night at the Parent Academy, because we put a lot of work into it. A lot of effort goes into it, and we would really like to see a good attendance there tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Where?
I thought it was 6:30.
With
the 6:45 start. Oh, sorry, 6:30 at Matlin. Registration, usually by 7 o'clock they start. But anyway, 6:30 if you're listening, and please come.
Thank you. Because of the a potential jewel case. A few weeks ago, the board met with a law firm that's representing many entities, school districts, hospitals, etc., to see if we were interested in joining a class action suit against the manufacturers of Juul in the belief that they marketed their products to young people, causing addiction and numerous health problems, and therefore causing the various districts to have to expend a lot of money in anti-vaping programs and things that will teach kids not to vape. So with that, I open the floor if there is a discussion. Ginger?
Thanks, Deb. We've been talking about this probably for well over a year and a half now at our board meetings, and the dangers does have for children and for adults who are doing it. You can die from it. And the fact is that we talk about all precautions that we want for our children. This is something that you can walk around our communities, you see it for sale. Doesn't matter if you're taking the flavored ones away or not. It is unhealthy. It leads to lung diseases, and I'm sure over a period of time we're going to find out other things. And I just think it's very important that school districts get behind it, that merchants in the area know that if they sell it, we're going to boycott it. But it's something that we have now in our high school that we can see if the kids are using it. We're going to test it to see if it does, and hopefully then we'll go into our middle schools also. This is bad stuff. Just as much as we talk about children shouldn't smoke, this is a danger because there's so many parents out there who don't see it as a danger. So I'm all in support of joining in a class action suit.
Lauren?
I mean, I couldn't say it as eloquently as Ginger, but
most of us could not.
I know. But I am 100% in support of filing the suit. I know other school districts have as well, and I think it, like Ginger said, it's very important to back our kids up with this. And I think it's, it's not only hurting their health, it's hurting their education. And I think this is our due diligence here. And one of the reasons why we are on a board is to help our kids. And this is one of the best ways I could think of right now in the crazy times that we're having with vaping, that we could do it and show it to our kids and our families, that we support them and we're there for them and we're going to do whatever we can. And this is a great step.
Thank you. Susan?
So we always, during budget time, we start talking about more and more resources that are going to health and to safety for our students. And a big part of it is coming from the fact that students are starting using these or experimenting with these products much earlier. And because the way that they've been built, and Juul specifically coming up with the chemical compounds so that it makes it more enticing. It tastes, it's not even the flavors now, but the fact that when you used to smoke a cigarette, you would choke on it. Now they just smoke, and it's just making pretty puffs in the air. And that's why I think it's so dangerous, is now that they're not just smoking a pack. They're smoking probably more than like two packs, and they're becoming so addicted so quickly. And we've had, you know, studies, speakers come in like Dr. Dewey, and how this affects the adolescent brain. And we are expending monies for education and for protecting the students. And do I know if anything will come of it? But I think we also need to back up our local legislators who are going out there and saying to businesses, you cannot do this. It's not safe. I think they have our back, and we should have their back when it comes to the safety of minors. So we will, as we vote, but that I can tell, you can tell how, where I'm leaning.
I agree with everything that's said, and I just think we need to be the role models for our children and to show them that we are very much against this and we're going to fight for them. So, okay, we will vote on that during new business. I do want to tell the community that the way this works, the district will not be expending money in this lawsuit. The fee to the attorneys only comes out of the settlement, if there is a settlement. So,
and we also want to thank Legislator Arnie Drucker for getting it through the Nassau legislature. He was the sponsor of the bill, and he really pushed for it at one point when part of the legislature did not want to do it. So kudos and thank you to Arnie.
Thank you. Okay, now we're going to go on to public participation. District policy number 1510.1 provides that persons wishing to make comments or raise questions shall, one, state their name and address, and two, indicate on whose behalf they are speaking, if a non-resident. The policy prohibits public discussion on matters relating to staff and students at which their reputation, privacy, or rights to due process or those of others could in some way be violated. As a reminder, an audio recording of the meeting, including public participation, is being made and will be posted on the district's website. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes. We thank you in advance for being respectful of other speakers, the Board of Education, and all staff members. The floor is now open. Okay, can you come up to the mic and give your name and address, please? If you would be more comfortable, sure.
Thank you very much. Yeah, if you could put it on the stand, and then I'll just put a chair. So,
sure.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Perfect, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
My name is Michael Fisher. I live at 17 Chestnut Drive in Plainview. I have two daughters, Kaya, who's in fourth grade, and Jordana in first, and they are both at Stratford Road School. I'm here to tell you that there is a problem, I feel, with the procedure for drop-off with extra help on Tuesday mornings at the Stratford Road School. A new process was implemented on November 12th, only at Stratford Road School, not the three other elementary schools. After electronically signing them up on Sundays, parents must now enter the school and physically sign the child in at Extra Help on Tuesday mornings. I don't expect that you would be aware of the procedure, so let me explain. I was going to detail this process myself, but it was already done for me and all elementary school parents. There was a letter that was emailed on September 10th. It was sent to all parents district-wide by the assistant superintendent of curriculum. It was obviously planned and thoroughly thought through. I'll give you the letter to read for yourselves, but I just want to read a few lines before I give you my opinion. So here's the letter, and part of it says, "This year we will continue supporting elementary extra help for grade students in grade 2 through 4. Extra help sessions will be held on Tuesday mornings, 8:35 to 9:10 a.m., from October 8th through May 19th. Extra help sessions provided by a classroom teacher. Registration for each session is done electronically and needs to be completed the Sunday before the Tuesday extra help session. Drop-off for the session is 8:30 to 8:35 a.m. at the front entrance of the school. Our staff will direct students to the classrooms. Students will not be permitted to enter the buildings before 8:30 a.m. So up until November 12th and all of last year, a parent would drive the car along the car line. They would stop and drop their child off. The child would go in the front door. The security guard would open the front door and let the child inside. The parent would watch their child enter the building and drive away. It was a quick, clean, one-minute process. You could now drive home and get your other child ready for the bus or do whatever you had to do. The procedure at Stratford Road has now changed. As of Tuesday the 12th, a parent who a few days ago has already electronically signed their child up must now park and walk inside to sign. So now there are parents moving on the car line with their cars as others are stopping and parking. Some are driving away. It is a traffic problem and unsafe for children and adults. But most importantly, it's a danger to the children in the building, as well as a liability to the school district. Drop-off is a five-minute window from 8:30 to 8:35. This means that all of the parents are arriving at a similar time, and they're now rushing in to sign in their children, possibly, I don't know, but possibly for attendance purposes. It seems like they're supposed to be using the security buzzer door only. But the reality is this. The security door is propped open at times. Many of the doors are opened when the parents are exiting. So parents are walking in through the outdoors, essentially same that we have here, if you can picture that. So in the lobby, you have parents and the children and anyone else who wants to enter. Everyone is congregating together. It is dangerous, and it really defeats the whole purpose of having a monitored security door. Also, the sign-in process is a deterrent to extra help. Take tomorrow, for example. It's a perfect example. I have a first grader. What about someone who has a toddler? What about someone who has an infant? Who wants to get out of their car with their other children? We're supposed to be a team. We're supposed to be partners, parents in the district. This doesn't work. Stratford Road doesn't need parental signature to take attendance, and it's safer for the students by not having the adults in the lobby. Just as an FYI, my wife went on social media, and she asked others, what is your morning process for the extra help? People replied that no sign-in is required at Obeth Page, Pasadena. They also mentioned Hicksville, Half Hollow Hills, and Syosset. No sign-in required. And last Tuesday, I stayed parked in the car line with my windows open just to see the process a little bit more. I heard two parents talking, and they said, this sign-in didn't make sense. And one parent, I don't even know, saw me with the windows open, and she said, don't report me for leaving my kid in the car. And she laughed at me. She laughed. Again, parents are supposed to be partners with the district. I'm finishing up. I know it's 30 seconds more. I know that I did not know the chain of command and the protocol for voicing my concern. So I called the assistant superintendent for services of safety. I spoke to an assistant, and she had explained that I should speak to the principal first. So I did speak to Dr. Clark. We were very cordial. It was that day I called her. She called me back within a couple days. And I'm paraphrasing, but she cited child safety, but nothing specific. And she thanked me for voicing my concerns. But as we finished up the phone call, I asked if the procedure would change back. And she would not commit to that. So I'm asking you to look into this and hopefully change it back. and get back to me with whatever, you know, happens with it. So thank you very much for listening to me, and if anyone has any questions.
Thank you very much for bringing it to our attention, and it will be looked into, and somebody will reach out to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, everybody.